There were a few moments of dazed silence. Then steam was released from somewhere, and it made a sound like the train was sighing. For everyone on the train, nothing extraordinary had happened. They had simply pulled into the station. But for Hugo, his entire world was ending. Again, the station inspector was holding his arm, his injured hand throbbing with pain. He could see the policemen removing handcuffs from their belts, and finally, the pain and the terror grew too much. When Hugo opened his eyes, all he could see were stars. Stars and moons and what looked like a rocket ship. It was the cape from a trip to the moon, and George Méliès was wearing it.
"Ah, welcome back, Hugo Cabret," he said,
holding the boy's head in his lap on a bench in the station inspector's office. Standing behind Hugo was Isabel, leaning on her crutches.
"Drink this," she said as she handed him a cup of water. "I knew something was wrong," she continued. "It was taking you much too long to come back home. Papa George insisted on coming with me."
The station inspector reached forward for Hugo, but the old man said in his most dramatic voice,
"Take your hands off of him."
"I'm sorry, sir, but as I was saying earlier, this boy was caught stealing from the cafe and from the timekeeper, who has disappeared mysteriously. We believe he might be involved." Hugo saw that Madame Emile and Monsieur Frick had made their way into the office and were listening to everything.
"Tell him what you know, Hugo," said George Méliès.
Hugo gazed up into his eyes, which looked more gentle and welcoming than he had ever seen before. He whispered,
"It's fine, Hugo. You're coming home with us. Now tell the station inspector what you know."
Hugo looked up at the station inspector.
"The timekeeper was my uncle, and I was his apprentice, but he drank, and he disappeared a while back, and I had to steal milk and croissants because I was hungry, and I've been taking care of the clocks ever since, and now he's dead, and it will be in the papers tomorrow."
The station inspector studied Hugo, his eyebrows scowling. After what felt like an eternity, he unexpectedly started to laugh. The two policemen standing behind him looked confused.
"You," said the station inspector, "you've been keeping the clocks running in this entire station, by yourself. A boy of 10, ha!"
"I'm 12, said Hugo.
The station inspector continued to laugh.
"Well, old man, your little friend has quite a good imagination. Don't you think we would know if the timekeeper was dead?"
"He is dead," said Madame Emile. "The boy is telling the truth."
"I'll vouch for that," said Monsieur Frick. "But what was that thing you were stealing in the timekeeper's apartment?"
"I wasn't stealing it," said Hugo, who looked up at the old man and said, "I dropped it. It's broken again."
"I'm not worried about that. I think between the two of us we can have it fixed up pretty quickly."
George Méliès turned to the station inspector.
"You can't steal something that you already own, now can you? That machine is his. We'll figure out how to repay you, madame, for the milk and the croissants. But now, I think it's time for us to get out of this station."
He helped Hugo stand. The children were enveloped by the soft folds of the old man's cape, and together they all headed home.